With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Everyday Māori e Hoa Mā. It's been a long time coming, but I'm really excited because starting off a new series of episodes for Everyday Māori this week, 52 episodes. But what I'm really excited about is in this new series, I'll be joined by my co-host, Āpiro Woodfine. Kia ora e hoa.
Kia ora e hoa. Thanks for having me on board.
Hey, thanks for coming on board. So I'll just introduce you to our listeners, e hoa. You've been a student of mine in class, and I thought it would be really cool if we could bring that student-teacher relationship onto the podcast so that as I guide you through a new language feature each week, we're guiding the listeners through that same language feature. So thank you for coming on.
Ah, it's a pleasure.
Nō reira, I was thinking before we get into the thick of all the language learning, I've prepared 20 questions to throw your way to introduce you to the listeners of Everyday Māori. How do you feel about that?
Kei te pai, let's do it.
Ka pai. Tuatahi, ko waito iwi? What's your iwi?
Ko te atiawa, ko kāti māmoe oku iwi. Until recently, I didn't realize I had a connection to te waipounamu as well, to kāti māmoe.
Rawe, tino rawe e hoa. Rua, I tupu mai koe I here. Where'd you grow up?
Ki konei, ki Tāmaki Makaurau, in a place called Te Haukapua, also known as Devonport.
Devonport, Te Haukapua, pai. Toru, kua noho koe I tā wāhi. Have you lived overseas?
I have, yeah. So in 2017, I moved to London, to Rānana. I was pursuing music, and that seemed like a really great place to go to. And yeah, it really was, actually. I was started making a living performing music in front of people. I met these two Spanish guys who I made a band with, and they wanted to move back to Spain. So I ended up going with them to Spain, and I lived there for a couple of years playing music with these guys in this band. It was so much fun, such an amazing adventure. I was over there until COVID happened last year, and I had to come home.
I hope we can travel really soon. I'm really getting itchy feet at the moment to get out.
Oh, me too, Eho.
On that note, where's a place you definitely want to go back to?
Have you heard of Koh Phangan before?
Koh.
So it's this little island kind of off the coast of Thailand. It's part of Thailand. And it's just the most beautiful paradise I've ever been to. Tino Atahua.
Atahua. Pātai tuarima, fifth question. He aha tō tino kai. What's your favorite food?
Ramen. Japanese ramen. Mm-hmm. All the way.
Kai hapa ni.
Ai.
Tuono. Number six. Chocolate or potato chips?
Tiakarete. Definitely chocolate. Have you tried Lindt's chili chocolate?
I've tried Lindt chocolate before, but I'm not a fan of chili.
Ka oroha.
It's good?
Oh, I don't know. It's my favorite anyway.
Ai. Hangi or boil up?
I want to say hangi, but I can't remember the last time I had one. It was a while ago.
And boil up?
I just don't do that. I don't like boiling things. There's better ways to cook.
Waru, winter or summer? Hotoke, raumati rānei?
Te raumati, definitely. I'm a big swim in the sea kind of dude. So yeah, definitely the summer.
Aho hoki, me too. Iwa, earth, wind, fire or water?
Those who know me know that I'm an airbender, so definitely going to go with wind.
Can you elaborate?
If you've seen Avatar The Last Airbender, you'll know what I'm talking about. They're all okay. In charge of bending these different elements, and I associate with being an airbender. And everyone has suddenly realized how much of a geek I am, and that's cool.
How would others describe you in three words?
I think I'm going to have to go and ask my partner. She's upstairs.
Ka pai.
Okay, so I only got two words, but she said kind and zesty.
Zesty. I like that. Penei te remana. Te kaumātahi, 11. What keeps you busy at the moment?
So I'm in Akunga at Te Wānanga Aronui o Tāmaki, AUT University. So I study Te Reo Māori and Te Reo Hapanihi, Japanese there. That keeps me very busy, very busy. Although I just had my last exam yesterday, so I am free for the summer.
Yeah, bye.
But aside from the language stuff, I also write and produce a lot of music under the name Apera. So I've been doing that for about 10 years now.
And little plug here, if people want to listen to your music, how do they do that?
They type in Apera, A-P-E-R-A, to Spotify or wherever you listen.
I'm adding in more questions here as well. But you've also started releasing some waiata in te reo Māori, ne?
I have. I just put out an EP completely in te reo Māori in June this year, which was a big thing for me. I really wanted to do that from the moment I came back to Aotearoa. I was like, you know, really want to get this out, really want to produce some music in te reo Māori.
Mm. Ka pai e hoa. Te kaumārua, do you play any sport?
I skateboard. Does that count?
I think so. I mean, that's more than what I do. So, yes, I think so. Te kaumātoru, obvious. Do you play an instrument?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I play several, actually, which is what you need to do if you're doing any kind of music producing. But yeah, I play guitar and piano and drums, and I sing and play ukulele as well. Yeah.
Is there anything you can't do?
I don't know how to bake a pie.
Te kaumāwha, talking about music, name three artists who inspire you.
I'm going to try and keep it local. So Rob Ruha, definitely one of them. I didn't even know who he was until about a year ago. A friend of mine showed me Kalega, his track that he put out last year, and I was like, what? Such a big, inspiring artist writing in te reo and te reo Pākehā as well. TK Mata also just put out some fresh work in te reo Māori. And Matt Corby. He'll be my final one, Matt Corby.
Ooh, Matt Corby. No ahitereiria, ne?
Ai, no ahitereiria.
Hoi anō, Aotearoa ahitereiria.
Yeah, local enough.
Te kaumārima, what book have you read more than once, or what book are you reading at the moment?
Actually, it's a good question because my favorite book, which I've read a bunch of times, maybe five or six times, is The Alchemist. And it happens to be one that you've translated into te reo Māori. So yeah, I think that was how I first crossed paths with you. My partner linked it to me. She was like, do you know this guy translated your favorite book into te reo Māori? And I was like, whoa, I've got to meet this guy. And then I ended up being a student of yours like 6 months later. If you've read, to those listening, if you've read The Alchemist before and you're listening to this podcast, you're obviously interested in learning te reo Māori, definitely get yourself a copy of it because it's so beautiful in te reo.
That's the universe doing its thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah, the theme of the puka puka. If you think back to that, and then you coming into my classroom, and now look at us here creating this podcast.
That's
the old tukupu universe.
It's kind of scary how much it actually works like that. Anyway,
te kauma ono, favorite quote or whakatauki.
So, do you know who Alan Watts is?
Cole.
So he's a philosopher. He's passed away now, but he gave a lot of talks and he said a lot of super amazing things. One of the things he said that really resonated with me was, you're under no obligation to be the same person that you were 5 minutes ago, which I thought was really refreshing.
Mm. Pai tēnā. Te kaumāwhetu, you talked a little bit about traveling and living in Spain. So I'm guessing you speak a little bit of Spanish. How many languages do you speak and where are you at with your learning of those languages?
So I had to learn Spanish when I was in Spain and my Spanish is really good now, actually. I'd say I'm fluent, actually. So I learned a bit of French when I was over there as well. And my te reo is kind of, you know, intermediate level. I'm getting there. I'm working on it. And of course, I'm learning te reo Hapanihi, Japanese also. But I'm kind of at low intermediate level with that. I'm planning to get fluent in all of these languages eventually. But yeah, I guess that's five if you include te reo Pākehā.
Mm.
I'm getting there. That's my goal. I want to be a translator.
What do you want to translate?
I'm really passionate about anime and manga and video games. So I would really love to translate particularly Japanese media into te reo Pākehā. Or honestly, the dream would be to translate, say, some of my favorite anime into te reo Māori. that would be the dream, you know?
I'd love to see that happen, Ehua. Okay, te kau mawaru, we're nearly there. How long have you been learning te reo Māori?
So I went to a Kura Kaupapa Māori, te Kura Kaupapa Māori, o Ngā Maungarongo, here in Tāmaki Makaurau, when I was 5, and that's when I started learning te reo. But I was only there for 2 years. After that, I moved to a Pākehā speaking school, and I really just lost it all. And so until a few years ago, I couldn't really speak anything. So I kind of feel like I've started from scratch again in the last maybe 2 years. So yeah, call it 3 years altogether, something like that.
And adding on a new question, mm-hmm. again, who's with you on your learning journey?
I've got a few friends with me, but my main companion is my mum, Wairereraki. Shout out to your mum. Love you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. yeah, she's also on the reo learning journey with me. And I am so grateful for that because she's the person who I get to speak to most in te reo now.
A tāhua. Te kaumā iwa. You've got 5 languages there. What's your top tip for people listening to us each week, wanting to learn and develop their language skills? What are some top tips?
Absolutely recommend whakarongo. Gotta listen. And the reason I say that is because our brains are so good at connecting all the dots subconsciously without you having to do much work, as long as you give it enough input. So, I mean, that's how we all learned our first language, right? No one taught us how to speak our first language. We just picked it up from listening. So I'm really big into that approach of maximizing listening input. So yeah, whakarongo.
That is such a valuable part of learning a language. I'm experiencing that at the moment. I'm studying Portuguese. And I've just started watching a few series on Netflix. And I amaze myself how much I pick up. And also in hearing the language being spoken, I just find myself mimicking all these little things that I'm hearing all the time, which is really helping with my pronunciation of the language because there's some really different sounds in that language that don't appear in English, which I was having a lot of trouble with before. But now that I'm hearing it a lot more, I'm able to imitate what I hear, which is what you were saying. It's such a huge part of learning. And it just, my brain is automatically connecting the dots without me even being conscious of it.
That's the beauty of it, right? You don't have to do any work. You just get to enjoy something and then let your brain sort it out for itself.
So Ehua Mā, listening to us every week.
Yeah. So we're at the last question, right?
Ai, pātai whakamutunga. Pātai probably like 25 now with all those other ones I added in. What are 3 goals you've set yourself recently?
Definitely doing the EP in te reo, which I managed to tick off already.
Kia ora.
That was a big thing. Really wanted to do that. So proud of myself. Second is I wanted to get mostly A's at uni this year. You know, I'm 28. I've gone back to university as an adult, and I really felt there's no reason why I can't do really, really well at this. And I'm yet to get my final grades back, but I've been doing pretty good. And last one, kōrero Māori I ara. I want to speak Māori every day. Ko te kōrero Māori, te mea nui.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe I nā kōrero āpira. Welcome to the show. We've got 52 episodes coming your way. And as I said earlier, each week we'll delve into a different feature of the language. Just to reiterate, this podcast is aimed at beginner to intermediate beginner learners. But as those episodes progress, so will the content. I'm excited. Should we get started, Ehua?
Let's do it.
Ka pai. Tēnā koe.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.